Hello again, and welcome to Engineered Systems Magazine's podcast series. I'm Howard McHugh. I'm Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. Today I want to talk about the concept that I've written on in the past in tomorrow's Engineer column, and that concept is beginning to close out the project at the start. And what I mean by that is, in the design phase, what we at RDK do, and it's in our standard specification, is ask that immediately after the shop drawing submittal is approved, we want the O&M manuals submitted. Now, traditionally, the O&M gets submitted at the end of the job, or 60 days before the end of the job, or sometime way off, long after the equipment has been approved. We want to change that concept by, in the specification writing phase, specify that immediately after the submittal is approved, the equipment vendor shall submit the specific operation and maintenance manual. So once we get into the construction phase, we can remind the trade contractors this is a contract requirement. And the purpose is, and if you think about it, projects run maybe 12 months to 18 months. Why would you want to wait 12 to 18 months to get an O&M on a piece of equipment that got approved at the start of the job? By getting the submittal brought in to the owner early on, the owner now has the opportunity to begin to review the document and, more importantly, begin to establish their preventive maintenance work order system. In construction, I don't know of any facility person sitting around waiting for something to do. So historically, what happens, and if you can picture the analogy of a jigsaw puzzle, a contractor at the end of the job throws all these pieces of the puzzle onto the table and says to the facility person, here it is, here's your closeout documents. Puzzle piece one is an O&M, puzzle piece two is the warranty, etc. Now, because the facility person's already busy doing other things, they may not get to putting the puzzle together completely until 6 or 7 months later. And when that happens, all of a sudden they find they're missing pieces of the puzzle. At that point, it's pretty late in the game to get the contractor's attention, or more specifically, the vendor attention, to give you the missing pieces. By getting the O&M in immediately after the shop drawing submittal is approved, the facility people, at their leisure, but certainly within a period of time, can begin to become familiar with the equipment, and more importantly, as I said, begin to build their preventive maintenance work order system. If they're missing anything, that's the time to bring it up, and not 8 to 10 months after the job is over. So what we do, again, is we begin to close out the project at the start of the job in the design phase. By making the giant leap, the culture change, to provide documentation at the beginning of construction rather than at the end of construction, the facility people have a much better opportunity to begin to pull together the documents they need to do their job. So remember this when you're writing a specification. Ask for the submittals to be submitted, and then ask for the O&Ms to follow. And also, when you're asking for the O&Ms, make it very clear you want the preventive maintenance requirements. Don't leave it just as submit preventive maintenance requirements. Be more specific. Just like you're asking for the O&Ms in a specific time frame, be more specific on what you want for preventive maintenance. On a preventive maintenance work order, there are requirements like special instructions, such as lockout, tagout requirements. There are requirements for special tools. Maybe the equipment needs a special wrench to open the panel. There is tasking to be done, and there's frequency during the year to do it. So when you're writing your preventive maintenance requirements in your specification, be specific. Ask for special instructions. Ask for the special tools. Ask for tasking. Ask for frequency. And do all that and get it all done in the submittal phase so that you can begin to close out your project in the design phase. Thank you very much, and hope to talk to you soon.